DOS Mobile.
Gary, KO4HKX.
What are you up to there, young man?
Here, doing some research online for some 3D printed stuff.
That's something. Did you get the prescriptions picked up?
Ready yet.
Not good. don't like being out of the meds you need to take.
So they're supposed to be ready tomorrow.
Well, at least you won't be too long out of date, but glad you got that taken care of earlier enough today. And I hated to wait till tomorrow and it's been out 2 days.
Well, we'll get it figured out. It's just having to wait on everything to get in its place and everybody to do their job.
Well, I had a wonderful time up there today with your granddad. I enjoyed the visit. I wish we could have stayed a little bit longer, but, well, you know, he had a room full when we left, so I think he probably wore out by this evening.
And I've talked to other family that went by after we left, and, yeah, he's back in bed and rested now, so everything seems to be going good. But yeah, he seemed to enjoy the visit, and I enjoyed the visit today for sure.
We'll do it again, and hopefully we won't have to go over there to the high dollar hotel next time.
Be nice to get him home or here soon.
You see it there. He'll rest better when he gets home anyway. You know, the way they do the their rounds and things, you know, you think you're going to get a little rest and all of a sudden somebody's in the room bugging you about something and wanting you to stay awake.
They come around every couple hours, do your monitoring, and by the time they get out of there and you get back to sleep, it's time for them to come back again.
Seems to be the way it is, no doubt. But, I hope y'all had a good afternoon, and sorry you hadn't been able to get those prescription picked up to where you get it over there so you'd have it tomorrow. But, you'll get it picked up early, I know you.
We're already making plans to pick it up tomorrow. Just waiting on the pharmacy to fill it.
What you been doing this afternoon? Just resting your knee some?
That, and like I told you, I had a headache this morning, so after you left, I come in here and took something for it and sat down in a recliner and took me a little short nap.
It don't hurt at all. I got my recliner there this afternoon, and Joy had the house about 20 degrees. Well, I went in there, I told her, I said, it's cold in here. She looked at me, she said, I'm not turning the heat on. I said, well, I'm going to get me a blanket. So I got me a blanket and sat down in my recliner and covered up. And I took me a little nap.
When it's nice and cool and you get a warm spot, that's generally the next thing that happens.
I asked her what was for supper tonight. She said, we're eating out. And I said, oh, okay. So that's where I've been. I'm on the way home now. Done been to the restaurant, picked up supper. So we'll eat it when I get it back to the house.
Some fried okra and grilled chicken this evening for supper.
You hadn't told me that. I love fried okra. And that ground buzzard too, but I got me a steak finger plate. Joy wanted a cheeseburger, so I got her a cheeseburger plate, me a steak finger plate. So we'll get on over to the house and we'll sit there and munch down for a few minutes.
Sounds good, steak finger and hamburger. It's hard to go wrong with a hamburger anyway.
Yeah, we like the cheeseburgers or hamburgers from a different restaurant than we get some of the other stuff from. So it kind of works out, you know. Both places are mom and pop type places, and we support both of them and try to keep them in business. But one place has got better chicken fingers and stuff like that. And their fries, I like them a whole lot better than this other place. But I like their cheeseburgers better, and so does Joy. So that's where I went to get those.
Well, at least they're close by anyway. That's the big thing. Got much more selection down there than we got up here, that's for sure.
You know, it's kind of limited up there. Yeah, but it's a beautiful country, and, you know, sometimes you have to take the good with the bad. This KF4DOS mobile.
And if that's one of the things I have to give up, then so be it. I'll deal with it. I'd rather drive out of here to go get something than have it all right here sometimes.
It's all right there. You wouldn't have been able to see that big old black bear across the road like we saw today.
I was telling Elise about that earlier. Pretty close to the house, too.
It wasn't too far, and at the rate it was traveling, he could make it over there, and it wouldn't take too long.
He could cover that ground in a short amount of time.
About it. She said, well, you get to see all these things crossing the road in front of you. I said, well, honey, you don't ever go anywhere.
Be careful doing that.
With a knot on my head.
Yeah.
Is that we can pick at each other and we don't get mad, you know. We know we're picking. I might say something hurts her feelings, or she may say something hurts mine a little bit, but hey, you can get over that a lot quicker than you can a knot on your head.
And, same here. Elise and I, we pick at each other all the time and have a good time. And every now and then it goes a little too far one way or the other, and you apologize for it and learn from it and move on.
Here it goes. Well, Patrick, I'm going to make this one my last one. I'm fixing to pull in the driveway here, take this inside and fix Joy's plate and hand it to her, and kick back and eat our supper, and then get ready for the net here in just a little bit. Enjoy the ride home. You take care and tell Miss Elise we said hello, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. 7-3, my friend. KO4HKX, KI4DOS mobile.
Joy, Elise and I said hello, and I'll pass the message along. And good to hear you, and enjoyed it again today. KO4HKX, and I'm clear. 7-3.